fair.
Hey, take it easy, Carlos.
That's easy for you to say. You didn't just get clobbered by Vernon, the biggest bully on the soccer team.
He does remind me of a dump truck.
Yeah, well, that dump truck just knocked me flat when the ref wasn't looking. I ought to...
You ought to what? He's bigger and stronger than you. You could punch him all day long, and he just keeps eating. Face it, you're David, and he's the giant.
Great, where's my sling?
Carlos, I have an idea. Why don't we pray instead?
Pray? Now? I'm too mad.
Exactly. Didn't our teacher in Bible class tell us that praying is a good thing to do, even when we're mad?
Our Bible teacher never met Vernon.
Well, maybe not, but I'm sure he's run into some pretty mean people. We don't see him going around punching everybody out.
So, how's praying going to help?
I don't know. It's a lot safer. Besides, God can do stuff we can't. Let him deal with Vernon.
Yeah, right. He'll probably try to love him and change him into a good person.
And that's a bad thing?
Okay, that's a good thing. I'll let God handle Vernon. But if that bully ever gets all kind and loving and tries to hug me, I'm out of here.
You never know. God can do some pretty amazing things, I hear.
Look, there he goes again, knocking down more fourth graders. Looks like God's got his work cut out for him.
I think he's up to it. Besides, praying is more fun than getting clobbered by a bully.
Jesus wants to be our friend. He's interested in everything we do and longs to be included in our lives. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with Him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.